Hopping to Three Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B, giving you a chance to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. On with us right now is Danielle Small. We got Yoga on the Vine back for the summer. How you doing, Danielle?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing good. I see Yoga on the Vine is back at it for his fifth season. Has it already started this summer already, Danielle?
It did. It started earlier this summer. We did a pre-season little launch in May, but yep, we just started in June.
Yes. Tell me about Yoga on the Vine. What can people expect when they pull up and check out the yoga series?
Yeah, so we are offering free yoga, let me say that, every Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 to 10:30. And again, it's open to anyone who wants to come out and do yoga. It's beginners friendly. And it's just a great platform for people to come and just connect with other people, kind of get your morning woosah going on. And yeah, really just a platform to just promote peace and wellness in our community.
I would love to ask you, Danielle, how did you get involved with yoga? What attracted you to yoga?
Oh, man. So I have two daughters. And so every day we have stress, and we have good stress and then we have bad stress. So I had to find a way to navigate this bad stress that we deal with. And so yoga was that thing that I really found to be just an everyday thing I can do. Meditation is my favorite. So I like to start my mornings, just kind of being in my own zone, taking in some deep inhales and exhales, and yeah, just starting my day off fresh and my week off fresh. And so yeah, I started yoga probably it was 2014 when my youngest was born. So yep.
Look at you on the 10-year anniversary then. Okay.
Yeah.
I love to hear that. Yeah. So I understand there's also special fifth anniversary themes. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we did one with mamas, celebrating our mothers. And really, we just kind of get creative of what we do. So again, right now it's open to anyone, but we're also looking for themes to host like kids yoga here in the future, possibly do some chair yoga out there on the Vine. And so, yeah, we're just getting creative and open to what makes sense in our community, but really also focusing on the violence in our community and how we can just get everybody to come together. And teach these small techniques that yoga can help navigate our behaviors and really just take a moment before we think to do something big and that's not right and to just breathe in those moments. So, yeah.
I'm with that all day. So, Danielle, we got every Saturday and Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Exactly where would it take place at over in the 18th and Vine Jazz District?
Yep. So we will be located right behind the Negro Leagues Museum over across the street from the Gregg Center. So, we'll be out there on the lawn. If there's rain involved, we might cancel. It just depends on how severe the weather is. But yep, we will be out there on the lawn. So, everyone can just come out, bring their yoga mats, some water. It's in the morning. So the mornings are the best where there's like a cool little breeze still and the sun is slowly rising up. So perfect weather in the morning. So, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And if they want more information, Danielle, is there a place they can go to?
Yeah, so you can follow Yoga on the Vine, both on Facebook and Instagram. And then also, yep, each yoga instructor has their own little platform. So once you meet those yoga instructors, you can get information from what their platforms are. So, yep, Yoga on the Vine, Facebook, and Instagram.
While you're on here, Danielle, do you want to share your platform?
Yeah, so my platform is called Dear You Yoga. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram. So Dear You Yoga. I've been doing this for over a year now. So, yep, come and see me Saturday morning.
All right, beginners or advanced yogis, pull on up for Yoga on the Vine Saturday and Sunday this weekend at J. McShan Pavilion, Historic 18th of Vine Jazz District. Danielle, thank you for your time, and hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.